Central Louisiana.
Transformation. Transformation Full Gospel Baptist Church. Welcome to Transforming Lives by Faith, a teaching ministry for the Church of Transformation. Full Gospel Baptist Church, Greensville. And this is your radio pastor, Ernest J. Arthur, Apostle of Hope, your mind doctor. Friends, 208 is a year of divine shift, shifting from stagnation to transformation as your minds are transformed. Get ready. Get ready for a new beginning, saints. It's truly fertile to resist the word of God. Therefore, shift from fear to faith and be transformed from a defeated worm to a beautiful balanced butterfly. Shift from fear to faith. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Here's the doctor, Pastor Ernest J. Arthur.
Hallelujah. Mark chapter number 4. The title of our lesson for the day is, what are you hearing and what are you doing with what you hear? Glory to God. What are you hearing and what are you doing with what you hear? To those that will be watching by television, we say, good morning. This is the day the Lord has made and we are to study. And as we study, well, to take notice of what we're studying, to get an understanding. For God said he give wisdom out of his mouth, come knowledge and understanding. So in the book of Mark, chapter number 4, at verse number 24, we read this. This is Jesus talking about the parable of the kingdom. And listen to what he said. Take heed what you hear. Jesus said, be careful what you hear. All kind of voices are out there today. In this season, all kinds of voices saying all types of things. So Jesus said in that 24th verse once again, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. Those that hear the word of God, more shall be given. Then he said in that 25th verse, for he that hath, to him shall be given. To him that hath, to him that hear and understand, more will be given. And he that has not, listen to this. And he that has not, from him shall be taken even that which he has. So be careful what you hear. Fake news. All you hear on the radio and television, fake news. Everybody trying to get a point across, but it's fake. The truth is what you have in your lap. The truth is what we're reading today. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, if he is the truth, we need to hear what he is saying in the word. Welcome this morning to the Church of Transformation for Gospel Baptist Church Transforming Center, where we are transformed by faith. I said we are transformed by faith. So as we hear the word, we need to understand what is being said. Oh, Lord God. Look at 23. Look at verse 23. Verse 23 says this. If any man have ears to hear, Let him do what? Hear. I know you got ears because I'm looking out there and I see two things on the side of your head. Those are ears. And I know I have two because I'm hearing. Woo! Let me read that again, 23. 23 said, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. That is annotated three times in the book of Matthews, three times in the book of Mark, two times in the book of Luke. We find that statement. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Let him be listening. Let him perceive and understand. Hallelujah. The word perceive and comprehend has the same meaning, to grasp mentally, understand, to include, to take in. So Jesus said, listen. Listen to what is being said. Mentally receive it. Understand it. Include it in your thinking. Take it in. For it is only the word of God that transforms your life. By faith. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as we hear this word this morning, our lives will be transformed if we receive it. A lot of times we come to church just because it's something to do. But we should be here to hear and understand, then do what the word say do. Woo! Hallelujah. Now listen to what he said in verse 24. This is still Jesus talking, right? Huh. With the same measure you hear, if you hear it and understand it, more are going to be given. But if you don't, even the little that you have will be what? Taken away. Now, Jesus is talking. Jesus is saying, best we hear. He said, and he that hath not, 25, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. My. So we need to hear what is being said. The Amplified says this, the measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear. The measure of thought and study. The measure of thought and study. You give to the truth will be measured of virtue and knowledge that come back to you. Come back to you. And more beside will be given to you that hear. The Message Bible said this way. Listen careful to what I'm saying. This is Jesus talking. Listen careful to what I'm saying. And be weary of the shrewd. And be weary of the shrewd advice that tell you how to get ahead in the world on your own. How many times you hear people say, I'm a self-made man. I got ahead because I heard from this guy, that guy. He told me what to do. I followed his advice, and that's why I'm successful. People will tell you how to get ahead. They themselves are not ahead. So how are they going to tell you how to get ahead? We have to be careful. Jesus said, be careful what you hear. The Bible said giving and getting. Giving and not getting is the way. Giving and not getting is the way. Now, you hear people confess, I'm broke. I ain't got nothing. I got nothing to give. Well, you keep confessing that, you will never have nothing to give because that's what you're confessing. You're confessing what you don't have, and you don't have it, you will not get it. Woo! We need to change that, what we can't do and who we are not. We need to change that. The Bible says in Romans 10:17, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you are not hearing the word of God, faith is not coming. I say, if you are not hearing the word of God, faith is not coming. So you are walking around in life faithless. How do I know you are faithless? By what come out of your mouth. By what comes out of your mouth, I know you are faithless. By what comes out of your mouth. The Bible said we call those things that are not as though they are. Well, we need to read that. Turn to Romans, the 4th chapter. Let's read that. Romans chapter 4. Let's read that. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4. Let's read that. Verse 17. Romans, the 4th chapter, verse number 17. And I want to read this from the Amplified Bible so we can hear and understand. Deacon Troy, I still hear humming. Hallelujah. This is what the Bible says. It, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. Here God is talking to the father of faith for this era, Abraham. I have, meaning it has already happened. I said, meaning it's already happened. Got louder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed. In whom he did what? Believe. Abraham believed God. God told Abraham to take his son, the son of promise, Isaac, up and sacrifice him. And he started to do that because he believed God. So we got to learn first to do what? Believe. To believe, we got to hear and understand. Who give life to the dead and speak of the non-existent thing that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. If Jesus said here, if God has already foretold certain things and promised certain things, we got to call those things that be not as though they are. We must confess what we believe. Now, if I believe I'm born to be poor, and I confess that, what's going to happen? I'm going to be poor. I'm going to be in lack. I'm going to be without. And sometimes we think that's funny. Say, I ain't got another day. Well, you said that all year long. Began to say what God say. I give you the power to get wealth. Who does that? God. God said, I give you power to get wealth. How? By getting your mind renewed in the things of God. If you don't get your mind renewed, how are you going to do it? How you going to know? If you go apply for a job, you need to know at least something about the job. You don't go in, the man asks you something and you can't tell him. You go for a job, you should know something about the company that you're applying for the job with. Huh? Call those things that be not. Talk about them as though they already exist. Talk about the thing already exists. Talk about the job as though it already exists. Talk about the finance as though it already exists. Talk about it as though it already exists. Why? Because you shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. If you say it, you're going to have it. It may take a day or two, month or two, even a year or two, even a lifetime. No longer how long it takes, you're going to have to say, because the Bible says it. Oh, Lord. Uh-huh. What did it say again? Mm-hmm. He has who give life to the dead and speak of the non-existent things. He has foretold and promised. Foretold and promised. We're talking about God here, right? Foretold and promised if they already existed. If it already exists, that means it's yours. All you got to do is learn how to take it. How do I do it? With the mouth. I began to say about myself what God said about me. I can do all things. The greater one is on the inside. Fear have no problem with me. I have no problem with fear. Fear don't come nigh me because it knows I'm going to cast it out. I don't worry because the Bible said don't. Well, look what Abraham did. Look at verse 18. Talking about Abraham here, who against hope believed in hope. He did what? Believed in hope. We got to believe. I've been looking for a job for 5 months and haven't found one yet. Keep on believing. That's one for you. You just got to find it. Abraham believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. So what are you hearing? Abraham heard from God. Are you hearing from God? Well, the Bible said all scripture is God-breathed. The scripture then is God talking. The scripture is God-breathed. Whatever the scriptures say, you got to do what? Believe. If you believe the scripture, God will do what he say. If I'm listening, Arthur, are you listening? Yes! Not only am I listening, I am hearing and understanding. If I'm understanding, then I do what the Bible said do. Woo! I do what the Bible said do. I don't miss church. I only be tardy once or twice a year. I'm here way ahead of time, putting things in order. So we can start when everybody else get here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Pay close attention and listen. The more you understand, the more will be given. Do we receive that? The more you stand, the more will be given. Hallelujah. And from him who have nothing, listen, even what he have shall be taken away by force, says the Bible. Woo! Glory. Romans 10, 17 says what? So then faith come by hearing, and hearing by? What else come by hearing? Fear! Fear come by hearing. Well, we know that the Bible said God haven't given you a spirit of fear. But what? Love, power, and a sound mind. But when someone calls you and tells you something, and you don't know no better or different, you're going to believe it. Someone call and say, hey, did you hear that the plant is closing down? And the last hired going to be what? The first fired. Now, you just purchased a brand new automobile. You love your car. But how are you going to pay for it if you don't have a job? So what shows up? Fear. Fear shows up. Because you know, you just put your last money down on that car. And now the plant is closing. And you're operating in fear. Oh, what I'm going to do? Oh, what I'm going to do? Oh, call mama, call daddy, call somebody. Why? Because they told you something that caused you to fear. You do something wrong and the first thing gonna tell you, God gonna get you for that. God gonna get you. What? Who told them to tell you God get you for that? That's what they think. They think God gonna get you for that. Huh? No, God didn't say get you for that. God love you. God so loved the world, he did what? He gave his only begotten son. Brother, will you come take my jacket, please? Woo! Ah, glory! Woo! Thank you, Lord God. God gonna get you for that? For what? For what? You told a little lie, so God gonna get you for that. God gonna cut your head off. Why? Because they said it. They believe it. Those religious folks that been taught that all their life that God is watching you to make sure if you made a mistake, that he take care of you. Power! That's not the way God operates. We keep reading this one thing, and I need to read this one thing again. Psalm 139. I need to read that again, and I'm going to keep reading until we get it. Psalms 139, verse 16. We're talking about God here. Psalms 139. We're going to keep reading it every Sunday until we get it. Psalm 139. If you got it, say, I got it. Look at the 16th verse. Verse 16 said this. I'm reading from the Life Application Study Bible. It says this. You saw me before I was born. Who is talking here? God. God said, I saw you before you was born. I saw you before you was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. The psalmist said, Every day of my life was recorded in your book. This is David, King David, David talking. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day was passed. Now, that tells us if God saw us before we was born, and every day was laid out in his book, he knew exactly, or he knows exactly, what you're going to do every day. If God knows what you're going to do every day, why should he hurt you if you mess up? The Bible said God is love. Because he's love, he's not going to do anything to hurt you or me. And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm glad about that. Because I should have been taken out long time ago. But God loved me. He chose me. He called me. He knew everything. He knew everything I'm going to do. He knew the next lie I'm going to tell. Amen. God knows that. Every day is already recorded. Tomorrow is already recorded. Tuesday is already recorded. March is already recorded. 2018 is already recorded. God already knows. So when someone tell you God gonna get you for that, pray for them. Their mind have not been renewed in the word. They don't realize that the word is God talking. I said the word is God talking. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. As we hear the word of God, faith is coming. So we walk by faith, not by sight. We fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Well, if I fight the good fight of faith, I don't care what the devil bring my way, he's a loser. I said, when the devil come my way, he's a loser. No weapon. Hey, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So he going to, now that don't mean it's not going to prosper. It's not going to hurt me, though. Huh? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. They can form all they want to. It's not going to prosper. God loves me. Say it with me. God loves me. Now let's get it humming in here. I say, God loves me. If God loves you, quit worrying about what other people say. And be careful what you say. Be careful what you listen to. You hear these things, faith shows up.
Transforming lives, transformation through Gospel Baptist Church. We hope you enjoyed listening to our radio broadcast of Transforming Lives by Faith, a teaching ministry from the Church of Transformation through Gospel Baptist. Our radio program in Alexandria, KAYT 88.1 broadcast every Wednesday evening from 4 p.m. to 4:30. If you'd like a free copy of this message, write to the Church of Transformation, Post Office Box 235, Leesville, Louisiana 71446. Or phone Transformation 337-239-6377 or 318-442-5090. This message has been approved by the Mind Doctor.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Man, that's great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
Awesome.
On
online anytime, 24/7.